יום ירושלמי, קורספונדנט של יום הבבלי, דף נ"ד, בגין ירושלמי על דף כ"ז עמוד א', על המשנה. משנית אל הארון, אבן היפה שם מימי הנביאים הראשונים, ושתיה היפה ניקרס. גבויה מן הארץ, 3,000 בית, ועליה היו נייסן. From when the Aron was taken, there was a rock there from the days of the early Nevi'im, and it was called the Shtia, the Evan Shtia. It was 3 fingers high above the ground, and he put the Machta on top of it. The Gemara says, Tani, Ad Shalai Nitzal Ha'Aron, Hayu Nichnas Yetzer La'Oyer Shal Aron, If you Nitzal Ha'Aron, Hayu Megashay Shal Nichnas, Megashay Shal Yetzer. The Gemara says in the Braisa that before the Aron was taken, he used to enter and leave through the light of the Aron, which illuminated, but from when the Aron was taken, he would grope, means feel his way in the darkness and enter and grope and leave. And Rabbi Yochanan Lama Nikra Shema Evan Shtia to Emena Hushtas Ha'olam. Rabbi Yochanan said, why was it called the Evan Shtia? Because from it the world was created. Tani Rabchia Lama Nikra Evan Shtia Mishem Emena Hushtas Ha'olam. And we bring support to Rabbi Yochanan's advisor of Rabchia. Why was it called Evan Shtia? Because from it the world was created. Siv Mizmor Asaf. Kail Elohim Hashem Dvar Vayikra Eretz Vegema Dibber Vayikra Eretz Vegema Mitzion Michlal Yofi Elohim Hashia Vayime Vachin Hini Yisad Mitzion Oven Vegema. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun Pasuk Aleph, a song of Asaf, Kail Elohim Hashem spoke and called to the earth, etc. And the next pasuk says, from Tzion, the finery of beauty, God appeared. And then in Yishai Perek of Ches Pasuk El Zion, it says, behold, I have laid the foundation, a stone, in Tzion, etc.